good evening. Well, it does seem to come around so quick, doesn't it? Well, it does if you haven't got a terribly, terribly boring day job. So this evening, I've got a couple of marvellous, simple, delicious French white wines. And my theme is what to pair with simple snack type tea. So today I've got a panini with tinned salmon, cucumber, spring onion and some herbe de Provence and some grated carrot. And I've got two fantastic but inexpensive white wines. Now the first one is Domaine de Plaisance, screw cap, Côte de Gascogne. And this one is 12% and this was from Naked Wines. So I do try to source my wines from different clubs and a few shops and the occasional vineyard. So this one is particularly refreshing and I'm thinking of having this as one of my fridge door whites for the next couple of seasons, and that's Colombard Sauvignon. Now, nobody does Sauvignon like the French do when they do it really well, you know. So here it is, a nice Gascogne Colombard Sauvignon, and let's see what we get on the nose. Ooh, lots and lots of sort of fruit salad and floral meadow, I think. It's a very, very light, bright white. And it's really superb because Sauvignon is such a zippy zingy grape, but the Colombard really sets it off. And, you know, there are just some cataclysmic blends, mainly from France, which absolutely showcase Sauvignon at its best, which I believe is in a blend. And this one is Colombard. It also works really well in Bordeaux with Semillon. So we've got there's quite a lot of structure in this. There's a fair little tiny snippet of buttercream from the Colombard and the zippy zinginess that you want from the Sauvignon, that sort of taste of deep France lemon, and there's a bit of sort of garage herb in there as well, and there's a smattering of limestone and also sea salt. You can see the boat motif on the label, which I particularly like. I really love very simplistic artistic labels. And this is a wine which is absolutely, you know, I mean, it's just your perfect fridge door chiller. If anyone just wants a wine to glug, this is the one, I have to say. I'm absolutely mesmerised, and this was from Naked Wines, Domaine de Plaisance. And now I'm just going to grab a nibble of the grated carrot. You know, grated carrot is full of beta-carotene, and it's marvellously good for your eyesight. So grab some, a big heap of it preferably, every day. Grated raw carrot. Fantastic. And just wanted you to think I wasn't a total loner, you know, out on the bench doing nothing but just talking to myself and drinking wine. I also have friends who, you know, like my little talks about wine. So the other wine today is much more golden, like an apricot gold, and this is a corked wine in a Rhone shaped bottle, the other one's in a Bordeaux shaped bottle. This is Réserve de Pierre Viognier 2022 Blanc. Well, this is his best Viognier, the old terraced vineyards of clay and limestone soils combined with warm and sunny climate results in beautiful white flowers and peachy aromas. Fantastic, fantastic looks. And it's almost the complete opposite of the Colombard Sauvignon, which is an ultimate fridge door wine chiller, right? But this one is a much more subdued, I would say, you know, late dinner party wine. But it would be very nice on a Sunday afternoon with scones and clotted cream. And it's going to go fantastically nicely with the salmon tonight. But you almost couldn't get two white wines that were more chalk and cheese. I mean, Viognier is not a million miles away from Chardonnay. And it has that same sort of buttercream texture with slight toffee notes. Almost pineapple, apricot, and lychee. It is one of the more floral grape varieties, like Torontes. Not quite as extreme as Gewürztraminer, but it's definitely got a lot of exotic fruit about it. Very, very nice. For me, Viognier is more of a winter white, and this Colombard Sauvignon is your ultimate, you know, late spring and roasting hot summer's day. Is actually more refreshing than very, very cold water with ice and lemon in it, I think. But I, you know, well, anyway, you know, what I'm really saying today is I've chosen two wines made not a million miles away from one another in France. Both whites, very big contrast with the grape varieties, but I've chosen a fairly simplistic but delicious. You know, there's a lot of delectability about this panini, salmon, cucumber, spring onion blend here with the grated carrot. And I just felt these two wines would really set it off, actually. And sometimes, especially on a Thursday, I just want a really, really simple meal. I don't want a cooked meal. All I want is just, you know, something to breeze through. I do online piano lessons on a Thursday, so it's kentpianoteacher.co.uk/online-lessons. And you can learn to play the piano, saxophone, trumpet, whatever you like, really. Clarinet, if you want. Actually having video lessons with me online. It's amazing. In fact, I would honestly say my online pupils would do way better than my, you know, home visit pupils. And that is quite uncanny, because my home pupils, you know, the ones I go out to visit in Kent, do extraordinarily well. We get some of the best results in the country, but I just can't help noticing that the ones who do the online lessons, and I have people in, you know, far-flung places such as South Wales and Lancashire, they actually progress at a faster rate. It's incredible. I guess it's because they've got to be a little bit more tuned in and you know, work through the material themselves. And so there's more input between the lessons each week, I'm guessing. But I tell you what, the you know, like a set of four lessons, say, very, very popular for birthdays and Christmas as a gift. So you just go to my website, contact me, and we arrange it, and you give your, you know, recipient a certificate that basically says happy birthday or Christmas or whatever occasion, happy retirement. Here's four to get you started lessons, music lessons. And these days I don't just do music lessons, I actually do chess as well. So if you want to become the next, you know, chess champion of your region, just get in there. It's, I mean, if you want a direct thingy, it's kentpianist@outlook.com. Com. That's a, you know, commercial. Anyway, whatever it is, whatever simplistic salad type, picnic type, snacky, you know, meal you want, I have to recommend, absolute tip top would be two French whites. I almost never drink wines on their own. I need to contrast a couple. And so two bottles open should do you 3 days at least. And, you know, next to French whites, I would recommend Spanish whites. Work your way through the different whites of each country and get to know the different ones. But there's nothing quite as good as, you know, raw grated vegetables. They're really excellent for your health. And, of course, the wine.